I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about following your heart and listening to your intuition and trusting your gut and trusting yourself to make the right decisions and choices for yourself. And just that whole when you know type of feeling. And this topic came to be because, as you may have noticed, I was MIA and did not put out an episode last week without giving any fair warning, without giving any notice. I know a couple of people messaged me like, wait, is there an episode this week? You didn't say anything, but nothing is out. And I'm like, I'll explain eventually. But that happened because I've moved again for the fifth time in the past few years. I have moved yet again. Needless to say, I'm exhausted. Physically exhausted, emotionally exhausted, mentally, definitely mentally exhausted. I am just like, when does it end? When am I over this? And it's funny because I was just saying only a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, whatever, that I am not moving again by myself. I was staying in Hoboken until I move in with a boyfriend, fiance, husband, whatever, and they're taking care of it and they are handling it. I am done doing all this shit. That was just, I've been through so many moves that I knew I didn't want to do it anymore, and I was just talking about it. And then on May 1st at like 10 p.m., I get an email that my landlord is raising my rent to an unjustifiable amount, in my opinion, and I will explain why. But they didn't even give me 60 days notice. That's the kicker. So it came on May 1st, and they're like, by the way, this rent will be in effect as of June 1st. You don't like it? You're out, May 31st. I've never heard of anything like that. The standard is 60 days. The norm in this industry, whether it be on the end of a tenant or whether it be on the end of the landlord and the management, the standard has always been 60 days, at least in the case of you being a good tenant. Maybe there are some cases where there's major issues and they need to like evict you and kick you out, and then the standard goes out the window. But in my case, as a good tenant who pays their rent and never has had any real major issues, I'm like, how do you just do that to somebody? You give them 30 days notice and now someone has to scramble to figure out what they're going to do. And why I say an unjustifiable amount is because I have had open work orders since August of 2021. I have had so many issues with that apartment, a laundry list of issues prior to me even moving in. I didn't move in until the end of September 21. But I signed my lease in August of 21, and not only was it not fixed in that month prior to me moving in September, but it was not fixed throughout the entire duration of me living there. They would ignore me half the time, or they would just yes me to death and say, oh yeah, tomorrow or next week, and nobody ever came. But now, when they want to raise my rent, they don't leave me alone. Once they want more money, they don't stop calling and texting me. But when I needed something done during the 2 years almost of me paying a lot of money a month in rent, nothing was taken care of. Never even heard from them. So at first, I definitely freaked out and I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to find an apartment, facilitate a move within just a couple of weeks? But then after I slept on it and really thought about it, I emailed them back and I was like, this is wild. To just spring this upon me so quickly really doesn't give me much of a choice. So he ended up reaching out to me. He was willing to meet me in the middle. And at first, I did agree to that. But then, as the days were going on, I was starting to get an uneasy feeling about it. When they emailed me the lease to sign the contract, I just had some feeling come over me of like, I really don't want to commit to a year of this new raised rent. I've been on a month to month, and it's given me the peace of mind of knowing that if and when I'm ready, I can just up and leave. But now I have to sign this contract and I just don't feel good about it. Now, everyone knows that I love Hoboken. I loved living there. I loved my apartment. It was so beautiful, so my aesthetic, that classic look. It's just such a perfect area. Everything is walkable. It is really that feel-good town, like a Nancy Meyers movie, like a Hallmark movie. You just gotta love Hoboken. But here's the thing. I had to weigh my pros and cons. The pros truly only being that. It being that I love the location, but the pros of moving were much bigger because I had so much help. I had someone helping me get an apartment that was, quite frankly, bigger than my apartment that I had in Hoboken and cheaper. So I was able to, off the bat, save a ton of money, which was really the main focal point here. So that in itself was the biggest pro. Also, another pro being my friends and family now actually feeling close. Because when I moved from Miami to Hoboken, I really said that my main pro was wanting to be closer to my friends and family. I wanted to be able to spend more time with my family, see everybody on a regular basis, but I didn't want to feel like I was losing a sense of independence. So I'm from Staten Island and coming back from that big move of Tampa and Miami, I still wanted to feel like I had that independence. So Hoboken was like the perfect location for me. But what I didn't realize was it was so close yet so far. The parking and driving in Hoboken is terrible. So I would never want to go during the week. Anytime that someone was like, oh, come over, come have dinner, I'm like, I'm not going to lie. My car has a good parking spot. I'll never get a spot again if I leave. So I'm just going to stay home. And I really didn't have many friends in Hoboken. So because of that, I was mostly alone all the time still. And my whole thing was like, I wanted to leave Florida because I was mostly alone and all my friends and family were here. So when I came closer, I thought, well, now I'll get to see people all the time. But you really don't realize it's not that close and it's not that convenient and you're never gonna wanna do it. I never wanted to move my car. I never wanted to make the drive. No one ever wanted to come to Hoboken. And I had definitely thought about moving back to Staten Island at certain points, but when this lease came around and it was time for me to sign, I had almost like hazards going off in my head, something just flashing like red flags. I couldn't really figure out what it is, but it was truly that gut feeling. It was my intuition telling me, do not sign. My gut was telling me, trust me, you're not going to want to stay here for another year. My heart was telling me, just swallow your pride and go. Like I always said, I would never live on Staten Island again. Why would I have even moved all the places I moved and spent all the money I spent on rent just to end up on Staten Island again? I was going to have so many regrets. And it was really a pride thing and an ego thing that I was like, there's no way I'll ever go back. But my heart was like, fuck your pride, fuck your ego. This is what's gonna make you happy. This is where you want to be. You're going to be surrounded by so much more love on a daily basis. You're not going to be as stressed all the time and feel as alone all the time. And you're going to save money. And it's just going to be so worth it. And I just had to go with it. I just had to follow my heart. And like I said, I've had so much help. So that's why I've been able to make this all happen in a matter of 2 weeks. I literally decided on May 15th that I was not going to stay in Hoboken, and it is now May 30th as I'm recording this voice note, fully moved in. So I'm not kidding, 2 weeks, and it just goes to show that when you follow your heart in literally any situation and you set your mind to something, it'll get done. No questions asked, no excuses, it'll be done. So anyway, yes, this episode will be short and sweet because, like I just said, I am exhausted. So I need a second to really get my creative juices flowing again. But I did just want to briefly talk about really listening to your intuition and following your heart. Because recently, maybe this year in general, I could say, the past few months, I've had a lot of outside opinions. And I've had a lot of unsolicited feedback in a lot of different situations. And we are basically halfway through the year now. It's about to be June. So 6 months in of the year. And I feel like the whole theme of 2023 for me has really been trusting myself. Because there have been certain situations that have brought a lot of doubt upon me. And even little glimpses of insecurity, and I'm not necessarily referring to internal insecurity where I feel bad about myself or I feel like I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy. It's not really that type of insecurity, but more just about a lack of security within situations. Am I making the right choice? Do I look stupid? Is this a dumb route to go? Should I ask for other people's insight? What do you think? Should I ask for advice? Whatever. And I'm someone who doesn't ask for advice. Really, like, never. I never go to other people with my issues, and I pretty much still have not to this day. But the fact that I've even had those moments of doubt where I'm kind of just like anxious and antsy goes to show that I was definitely dealing with a lot of second-guessing myself this year. But at the end of it all, every single time I've had to make a decision, I trusted my gut and I listened to my intuition, never once making a decision based on anyone else's opinions or, like I said, unsolicited feedback. And I have had the best outcome every single time. And the best outcome doesn't necessarily mean like, oh my God, everything is perfect, but it means every single thing has worked out. Every single thing has worked out exactly how it's supposed to, how it's meant to, when it's meant to, and every single thing in my life right now feels very aligned and just feels right. And it has become really, really clear to me and fully transparent. Like, I see it bright as day that when you trust in yourself and listen to your intuition and follow your heart, you don't make the wrong decision and you can't make the wrong decision because everything will happen for a reason. Everything will happen in divine timing. You know, I always say this, but most of all, you're listening to almost like a sixth sense. Like, you're listening to a higher power than just your mind or your conscience. Sometimes the mind plays tricks on us and we can be going through moments of anxiety or insecurity or confusion or whatever it might be. And a lot of it is just stemming from within our own head, our negative self-talk, all of our what-if scenarios, fears, and whatever else might be creeping up on us in the back of our minds. So when you just eliminate all the noise, that internal and external noise, and just do what feels right, and you chase happiness, and you go after what you think is going to put you in the most aligned position, you can't make the wrong choice. The only way you can make the wrong decision is by letting others influence you when they are not walking in your shoes. And even if they've been in a similar situation, even if they've dealt with something just like what you're going through, they've dealt with it with a different mindset, with a different gut feeling, with different people, with a different timeline and a different time period and a different environment and a different place and all different factors. So even if people go through similar situations and they say to you, trust me, I know what's best here, you still can't listen to that because they are not in your shoes, in this position, with these people, at this time, and at this place. And I think one of the biggest tactics that I used this year with all of my decision making is this: decide what outcome you want from this situation or this scenario. What is your desired or ideal result and outcome when this is all said and done? So once I had that in mind, I had to act as if that ideal outcome was guaranteed to happen. And I did not put myself on a timeline. I told myself, this desired outcome is guaranteed. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. So I was totally acting as if I know for a fact this desired outcome is happening. It's guaranteed. It's simply just a matter of when it happens. So I need to act now to start getting the wheels turning, and I need to make my decisions now in favor of that thing. And it's helped a lot with that sense of needing control in a situation, because we all want instant gratification, or we all want the truth written right in front of us. It's like, God or the universe, send me a sign. And they send you a sign, but the sign is subliminal and you really got to be looking for it. And it's not going to be in black and white and clear as day. We're like, no, no, no. For the sign, can you actually text it to us or email it to us, or maybe even send it by mail? That's perfectly fine. But just put it in the print. What do I need to do? What decision do I need to make? And we want these things to be clear. But it's not going to work that way. No one else is going to guarantee anything for us. And realistically, no, we can't even guarantee them either. But what we can do is act as if it is and follow our heart along the way. And this case, even if it doesn't work out, you'll have no regrets. Because you led with your heart, you led with love, you led with your intuition, you led with your gut, you led with what feels right. And because of that, you won't be able to look back and say, I wish I would have done this, or what if I would have done that? How would things have been different? And you can apply this to any situation. It doesn't have to be about just a move. It could be about relationships. If there's a guy that you really like and you really want to be with, and things are not really working out right now, or there's some chaos and confusion and things are just up in the air, if you want to be with that person, then don't just walk away because things got hard. Think about the future. What is your desired outcome for the future? Do you see yourself in a long-term relationship with this person, building with this person? Is this who you want to be with, and is this who you see yourself with? Because in that case, acting as if that's all guaranteed is going to look a lot like forgiveness and communication and openness and understanding and vulnerability and emotions. And all of that might be scary, But if you want to be with that person, your actions shouldn't include walking away, dismissing, shutting things down, just letting it go without communicating, closing off, being prideful, being narcissistic, being manipulative. You can't do any of that. So in the worst case that it doesn't work out, at least you know you led with good intentions and you led with, like I said, that forgiveness and vulnerability and love rather than this darkness. You led with light instead. And alongside that tactic, you really have to have patience. It goes hand in hand with it. So the action steps are acting as if it's guaranteed. But as for the mindset, remember what I said, there's no timeline. There's no guarantee of when this thing is going to happen. You just know it's a matter of when. So it could take a decent amount of time, but you need to have that patience because you might just be in a season of waiting. And guess what? There were times where my season of waiting was years. There were times where my season of waiting was months for all different things. Success in business and, you know, work, money, career, relationships, love, friendships, stability in your location. I mean, guys, this whole moving around a couple times, it's not normal. It's not the norm, that is for sure. But it's almost like a waiting time for that true sense of home and that true sense of comfortability and a sense of belonging. That's actually something that I talk about in confidence coaching. We talk about belonging, and it doesn't always have to be external, like a move or a city. It could be internal as well, and there's all different levels to it. But that sense of belonging is huge for a person. And for someone like me who's moved around a lot, when I don't really feel that sense of belonging, that's another waiting period and a season of patience of just knowing, okay, I'm going to feel at home eventually. I just need to wait for it to hit me. I need to wait until the feeling in my gut of exactly where I should be and exactly when I should be there. I have to wait for that to hit me. And guess what? It's hit me now. I mean, for 5 years I have moved around. So there's tons of different categories in which I've experienced a season of waiting. And if that's you right now, that's okay. Sometimes our season is more about being patient than it is about receiving. But when you get into that season of receiving, you know, it's loud. It's right there in front of you, and you're going to feel so abundant, and you're going to feel so loved and so appreciated and so cherished, and you're going to feel so whole, and you're going to feel so good, and your sense of belonging is going to be so strong, and so on and so forth. So listen clearly when I say, if there is anything you are dealing with right now that doesn't feel right to you or something is off, I need you to really get clear on what your desired outcome is. And I need you to act on it. And I need you to remove the fear and the worries around, what if it doesn't happen? We are eliminating that mindset altogether. And we are telling ourselves that it will happen. And guess what? Even if it doesn't happen, it doesn't matter, because you will have no regrets. You will have no confusion. You will have no moments of wondering, what if? So knowing all of that, honestly, what more can you ask for? Because what you're going to get from doing this is clarity and peace. Peace within your heart, peace within your intuition, peace of mind, most importantly. And of all things you can ask for in life, peace needs to be the priority. So when you're having that and you're getting that out of this, you have nothing to lose. Lead with your heart and lead with peace in mind. And that is all we have for today, girls. So thank you so much for listening. Until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.